Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2537. Is moving worth it to achieve financial independence? Part 2, by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Is moving worth it to achieve financial independence? Part 2, by Craig Stevens of RetireBeforeDad.com. Shortage of assets versus cost of living. From one perspective, we don't have enough assets to be financially independent. Alternatively, we have plenty of money to retire early. We just aren't living in the right place. To become financially independent, we need to either move or build our assets. We've chosen to keep building assets. But every time I peek at our net worth, I'm reminded that we could achieve financial independence sooner or even immediately rather than wait until I turn 55. If only we'd move where the cost of living is lower. I highlight Guatemala as an extreme end of a spectrum. Compared to Washington, D.C., San Pedro is dirt cheap. Though Guatemala is extreme, there are undoubtedly affordable cities and towns closer to home. We could move to a city or town where the cost of living is low, schools are good, and we'd have everything we need and still be able to achieve financial independence earlier. So why not move there? Why not move to achieve financial independence? As adventurous and blog-worthy as it sounds, our family is not moving to Guatemala. Maybe someday we'll visit together and take Spanish lessons, or volunteer at the school at Casa Guatemala, or we'll explore the unique natural pools and waterfalls, or the insanely cool river cave. Our area has far better schools and infrastructure. It's safe and convenient to family, airports, recreation, and everything we need and want. Our friends are here. Our kids are making friends here. But the conversation still comes up with Mrs. Retire Before Dad every once in a while. We ask ourselves, why don't we move to be in an even better financial position? The answer is usually, where to? My hometown doesn't appeal to her because it's colder than DC and she only knows my friends and family. I'm not sure it appeals to me all that much either. Her parents no longer live where she grew up, so not much there is drawing her back. We met in the DC area. It's where we dated, lived in our first place together, married, bought a house, and started a family together. The DC area is part of who we are as a family, so leaving is a big deal. And there's that lack of affordable places where we want to move. I suppose we could go exploring to find somewhere else to live, but after 13 years of living and building relationships, it's difficult to justify leaving aside from the cost of living. So we either stay put or start from scratch to find a new place to settle down after already settling down here. The thought of that is unsettling. For us today, moving isn't worth it. You can therefore deduce that our desire to stay where we are outweighs our desire to achieve financial independence earlier. Location in the financial independence equation. Location is the key component to the financial independence equation. because location determines cost of living in terms of housing, transportation costs, food, and available services. Backpacking in parts of Asia and Latin America is cheap for food and accommodations, but we don't want that now. We want a stable home for our kids to grow up in, where they can build the intellectual foundations to go and find their own adventure someday. We live in an ideal place for that, surrounded by like-minded families, like-minded in terms of raising kids, not in terms of pursuing financial independence. The suburban lifestyle has its pitfalls, namely a reliance on cars and a mortgage. Even with its pitfalls, the expensive city suburban lifestyle is the one we've chosen. We realize that the longer we stay, the more challenging a move to somewhere cheaper gets. As the children age, they'll have a say in it as well. I'm guessing they won't want to leave their friends for something new because the other place is cheaper. Conclusion. When I was 27, I was broke, unemployed, and living with my parents. From that restarting point, I had the option to live and find a mate in a less expensive place. Had I been more informed about what it takes to become financially independent, I may not have moved to DC. Today, I consider moving here one of the best decisions I ever made. But for the singles or young couples out there who aspired to retire early, a critical decision point may be near. If you choose an expensive city, expect to work a little longer. That's not to say early retirement cannot be achieved in an expensive place. You'll have a steeper mountain to climb. Declaring that we're going to maintain our current lifestyle instead of pursuing more immediate financial freedom is somewhat liberating. We've built our nest and our household size is probably complete. We can now take the lifestyle we know and love and estimate what it's going to take to reach our goal. College planning has become clearer. Our housing costs, while high, are affordable and predictable. My current career trajectory is steadily moving upwards. Knowing that we'll likely stay where we are makes planning for our retirement easier. Through working hard to achieve financial independence in an expensive city, we should have more money and options to relocate and/or travel extensively when we retire. You just listened to part two of the post titled, "Is Moving Worth It to Achieve Financial Independence?" by Craig Stevens of retirebeforedad.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think Craig makes a great point that when you're young and you have less obligations, it's a good opportunity to explore where you might want to settle down. But once you settle, the cost of uprooting can be higher and less desirable. It's certainly not impossible, and many people do it out of necessity, but I appreciate Craig's honest assessment of why they chose to stay in DC. There are other ways that people take advantage of what's known as geo-arbitrage without totally uprooting their lives. For example, medical tourism, where you opt to have non-emergency medical procedures done in other countries can be an amazing way to reduce costs. I also know of a friend in the Phi community who basically lives on cruise ships for much of the year while still maintaining a home base. Many people choose to engage in short or long-term travel while renting out their homes. I actually did this when I walked the Camino in 2017. I subletted my apartment, and my overall costs of traveling for 2 months were significantly less than they would have been for those 2 months at home. I think a great rule of thumb when it comes to these kinds of decisions is to get clear on what you want and then get creative on the money part versus making lifestyle choices solely based on the monetary impact. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with more for you tomorrow. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.